Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood. Numbers 11:4-30. So we are now in the book of Numbers, which describes a lot of the wandering in the desert. And I will only read parts of the passage and comment on parts of the passages because they are too long. The camp followers with them had a strong craving, and the Israelites also wept again and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to eat." Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its color was like the color of gum resin. The people went around and gathered it, ground it in mills, or beat it in mortars, then boiled it in pots and made cakes of it. When the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna would fall also. So this is one of the first tests as they're wandering. They're basically hungry. And they fail the test by being dissatisfied with what the Lord provides with the manna. Now, the manna is, of course, an image and a type, the Old Testament. Just like the manna is for them food for the journey, the Eucharist, which it prefigures, the Lord's Supper, is the true bread for the journey. Verse 11. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servant so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth to them, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a wet nurse carries a nursing child,' to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors? I am not able to carry all these people alone, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my misery." So this is a beautiful and somewhat humorous passage, because Moses is both sarcastic, but he's also really at the end of his rope. And he beseeches the Lord, says, "Lord, I cannot do this on my own." And that is a good reaction to have. It is a permissible reaction to have, to say, "Lord, I need help in this particular situation." And in verse 16, the answer is as follows. So the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tent of meeting and have them take their place there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take some of the spirit that is on you and put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people along with you, so that you will not bear it all by yourself." So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 of the elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. So God shows himself, as he will in all of this wandering, as a merciful God in the midst of a testing that the people of Israel just failed. And he understands that we need the Holy Spirit, and that again is a prefigurement of the Lord giving his Spirit to all of us so that we can journey and so that we can stand the test. The question I would leave us with is, God tests us at various times. How do I respond? Do I grumble? Do I have faith? What do I do? Do I appreciate the provision of manna, the provision of the Holy Spirit, or do I lack faith and therefore not avail myself of that provision?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.